good.
Good, good. The first question I wanted to ask you is, can you talk to us a bit about Project Runaway? Can you kind of talk to us about the purpose of the program a little bit, what you hope it will accomplish, and why you would like people to watch?
Well, I was on actually season 4 of Project Runway, which was a couple seasons ago. But the great thing about my experience on there, besides just the national exposure and what it did for my career, is that I was open about my HIV status. I've been HIV positive for 20 years, and on World AIDS Day, we're drawing attention to this amazing HIV education campaign that we're working on in tandem with Merck called Living Positive by Design, and your listeners can go to livingpositivebydesign.com and see all about it. But basically, you know, I'm an example of someone who is living a healthy life with HIV, and we're trying to draw attention to the stigma that's still associated with living with HIV and combat that stigma. And then for people who do find themselves diagnosed as HIV positive, we want them to partner with a physician that they feel really comfortable talking to and get on a treatment regimen that's really tolerable to their system so they're more apt to stick to that treatment. And the ultimate goal for anyone who's HIV positive, and Dr. Gottlieb can expand on this, is getting your viral load, the amount of virus in your blood, to an undetectable level. So being on Project Runway was amazing in a lot of respects, but you know, today on World AIDS Day, it's really about drawing attention to the epidemic that still exists because there is no cure, even though there's a lot of effective treatments.
And with that, I think it's very powerful when you say 20 years because, let's face it, for so many people, they still hear that term death sentence in their mind when they hear about that kind of a diagnosis, either among themselves or people that they've known. And obviously you and the doctor can talk about that, but that's not necessarily the case. As you said, it's best to avoid it, but if it does happen, as you've shown, I mean, you can live a productive and happy life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 20 years ago when I was diagnosed in 1989, it was pretty much a death sentence, and I know I'm very lucky, and but you can take a lot of steps now because there are a lot more effective treatments, and the doctor, Dr. Gottlieb, can elaborate on this. But there are a lot more effective treatments, and they're less toxic to your system, and they're more tolerable. So. Yeah, the outlook is good, and as on World AIDS Day, we wanted to deliver a message of hope and make sure that people are out there getting tested and that they're not afraid to get tested because there are a lot of treatment options available.
And I want to jump in to say that there are new treatment options available. That this year is a particularly exciting World AIDS Day because there are new treatments available that attack the virus in new ways and are available to patients now. So I think it's important for patients to get in touch with their HIV status, to know it if they haven't tested, because there are these new options available that might be right for them, and to find a doctor they trust and can talk to and get on treatment. Because, as Jack pointed out, an undetectable viral load, to getting the level of virus in the blood down to an undetectable level, is a major goal of treatment, and it can be accomplished for a high percentage of patients.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about that, doctor, about being tested? A lot of people will think, gee, what's the harm in being tested? And obviously there's still that sense of, hey, I don't want to know, I feel good right now, and don't give me bad news. And the reality is they could be missing out on treatment that could be building, you know, toward many more years of health, right?
That's so right. You know, as Jack has pointed out, as Jack's situation illustrates, it's so important to be open and be in touch with their HIV situation, and you know, Jack's an example of somebody who's gone public and is working to diffuse the stigma that's still associated with HIV. And we're getting there. People need to know that there are treatment options available, that they can go out and get tested, and that if they do test positive, there are things that can be done, and that it's that they can still enjoy a full life as Jack is, despite their HIV positive status.
All right. Finally, if people would like some more information, you know, would just like to learn more in general, are there any websites you'd like to point them towards? You know, some place they can kind of go to learn more about you guys and kind of take it from there.
Yeah, our website is livingpositivebydesign.com. We have a lot of great information on there. We have actually an interview with Dr. Gottlieb, a great video widget. We have several pieces that we've done throughout the country. TheBody.com is another great resource. AIDSMeds.com is a great website. There's a lot of information out there. So I'd just also like to point out, you know, there's approximately, according to the CDC, 1.1 million people in the U.S. living with HIV. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people don't know it because they're afraid to get tested. And there's 1 out of 5 people in the U.S. living with HIV don't know it. And those are the people that aren't getting the health care that they need because there's the stigma attached to getting tested. So we need to just really keep talking about it, keep the dialogue going, and, you know, advocate that everyone out there is in charge of their own health care and gets the attention that they need.
All right. I'd like to thank both of you very much for your time this morning. Certainly been educational, and best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye now.